Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood mental health guru, back with another dose of real talk for your daily rise. Today we're diving headfirst into something that affects so many of us: social anxiety and shyness. Ever feel like you want to melt into the background when a room gets crowded? You know that feeling when every conversation feels like an audition and small talk is basically torture? Yeah, been there, done that, got the awkward silence t-shirt. But guess what? We're not just going to talk about it, we're going to conquer it. This isn't about becoming a social butterfly overnight, although, hey, if that's your jam, go for it. It's about finding your own groove, feeling more confident in social situations, and building genuine connections without the crippling anxiety. So, buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that can totally change your social game. Number 1. Acknowledge and accept. Seriously, this is huge. You can't beat something you don't acknowledge. So, first things first, recognize those feelings of anxiety. They're real, they're valid, and they don't define you. We've all got our quirks, right? Think of it like your own personal superpower, a little warning system that helps you navigate social situations with extra awareness. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Our brains are wired for negativity sometimes. It's like an automatic alarm system going off whenever we step into unfamiliar territory. But guess what? You can rewire those circuits. When you catch yourself thinking, everyone's judging me, or I'm gonna say something stupid, stop right there. Challenge that thought with a positive one: I'm interesting and have something to offer, or even if I stumble, it's okay, everyone does. Remember, your inner voice has the power to either build you up or tear you down. Choose wisely. Number 3. Baby steps are your best friends. Don't go from wallflower to party animal overnight. Ease yourself into social situations. Start with small interactions, a friendly greeting, asking someone about their day, joining a club based on your interests. Remember, every interaction is practice, and each success builds your confidence. Number 4. Focus on others, not yourself. Shift the spotlight away from your anxieties and onto the people around you. Ask genuine questions, listen actively, and show genuine interest in what they have to say. When you focus on others, you take the pressure off yourself and naturally connect on a deeper level. It's a win-win situation. Number 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you manage to make eye contact with someone? Did you initiate a conversation? High-five yourself. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, deserves recognition. Keep track of your progress. It's a great reminder of how far you've come and how much stronger you're becoming. Okay, let's get real for a minute. Picture this. You're at a networking event, feeling that familiar knot in your stomach. Your mind races with thoughts like, what if nobody wants to talk to me, or I'm going to look so awkward? But then you remember our 5 key takeaways. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone feels a little anxious sometimes, and focus on making genuine connections. You strike up a conversation with someone about their work, actively listen to what they have to say, and share your own insights. Before you know it, the clock is ticking by, and you've had some really interesting conversations. You feel energized, confident, and connected. That, my friends, is the power of overcoming social anxiety. So, let's recap. We talked about acknowledging those anxious feelings, challenging those negative thoughts, taking baby steps, focusing on others, and celebrating every win along the way. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. It takes time, effort, and self-compassion, but it's totally worth it. Now, go out there and rock your next social interaction. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. And let me know in the comments what strategies you find most helpful. I love hearing your stories and insights. Until next time, keep rising and shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.